Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this program, and it is our interview segment with Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab Damat Barakatuhu. Today, inshallah, we'll be speaking about the Ijtima'. Let's welcome Mufti Saab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa zaid khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, many people say istima'. Istima' means to listen attentively, which people don't do. But what's the meaning of ijtima'?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 7th of Safar 1446. Before we speak about the Ijtima' and Dawah Tabligh, we all know when one studies Surah Yusuf, then you will find that Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala states in Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 108, Qul, say Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadihi sabili, this is my path, my way. Ad'u ilallah, I invite towards Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, ala basiratin, with firm conviction. If we are doing something, then we ourselves must have that firm conviction. Ana, I, wa manittaba'ani, and those who follow me immaculately. So therefore, the people who followed the Master, alayhi salatu salam, the Sahaba, the Ashab, the companions, so they were the greatest people and are the greatest people for all times, all places, after the prophets and messengers, alayhi salatu salam. And you must always look at the rabt, look at the link and connection. As long as we are involved in da'wat, inviting, wa subhanallah, everlasting glory, perfection for Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. And that is, huwa munazzahun anil uyubi wa naqais. He transcends every weakness, defect and shortcoming, that is Almighty Allah. Wa ma ana min mushrikeen. And I am not from those who associate, ascribe somebody, something to Almighty Allah. Now with this verse, just bring what Imam Shafi'i said. Al-Imam Shafi'i, the genius that he was. So inshallah, that this week here, we'll be discussing Imam Shafi'i on Thursday, inshallah, Aziz. So remember, he said, when I spend quality time with the awliyaullah, pious people, I learn two things. One, to appreciate time. If you don't use the time will kill you. Al-waqtu kasayf, that time is like a sword. Today our people say that in English, and they express themselves. They say, I'm killing time, doing fishing, playing cards, doing this, doing that. So to do that, obviously not permissible. Second thing Al-Imam Shafi'i said, keep on inviting towards Islam, Iman, the Haqq, the truth. If you don't invite, then what will happen? You yourself will be invited to batil. What a profound statement by such a great genius, remember. Always invite to the truth, wada'iyan ilallahi bi'ithnihi. See, Allah Ta'ala used the verb and the noun. So it's a continuous effort. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was inviting all the time. And wada'iyan ilallah, inviting towards Almighty Allah, the oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah. So that is how we should understand it now. So if we're not going to invite, then we'll be invited towards batil. So everything started around 1925, 1926. There was a great waliullah, mujaddid we can call him. A person who brought about reform in millions of people's of lives. He's called Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Nawwarullah Barqadahu. If you've been to Delhi, then next to Delhi you must see, you will find Mewat, not so far from there. And that's where Hazrat Maulana Ilyas went to. And these people were total jahil, far from Islam. They used to worship the like Hindus, like, you know. But they say they're Muslim and so forth. Like how when you go to South America today, you find a very similar situation. Obviously, that was worse there. So in Mewat. So slowly, slowly, they started working. Or let's say 100 years now. So the work of Dawat Tabligh has been revived. Remember, Islamically, is 100 years. So that is what we need to understand. And for those of you who don't know Arabic Urdu, then go read the book by Hazrat Mawlana Sheikh Abul Hasan Nadwi, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, on Mawlana Ilyas, the life and the mission of Mawlana Ilyas, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, the life and the mission. So Hazrat Mawlana Ali Mia, Hazrat Sheikh Abul Hasan Nadwi, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. So he met Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas, and then, you know, they would go out and a lot of issues. So that is how everything started. So nobody can say this is bid'ah. This is tajdeed. Remember that? How Hadith and Abu Dawood and Allah Ta'ala remember chooses people to revive. May you jaddid hadha deen. So that is why you call them mujaddid and so forth and so on. They say in Islam the first mujaddid reformer was him, Umar bin Abdul Aziz. He ruled as Ummah from the year 99 to 101. And the second one was Al-Imam Shafi'i, because he was born in the year, so you must remember, 150 after Hijrah. And he passed away in the year 204. So like that, every century has got. So therefore, we should know that. Now, when they want to gather people at one place, in a masjid or in a place, like, you know, the crowd is big, in a marquee, building, tent, whatever. So they call it Ijtima'. Alif, Hamza actually, but our people say Alif. Jim, Ta, Mim, Alif, Ain, Ijtima. So you get together. So that is the place of gathering. Istima is Quran teaching us. Wa'idha quri al-Quranu fastami'u lahu. So istima means with a scene, that to listen attentively. Always remember the usul of the Arabic language and the principle. Kathratul huruf tadullu ala kathratil ma'ani. One is isma, listen. One is istami'u, listen attentively. So the more letters you have in the word, the greater emphasis in the meaning of it as well. So that is what we should know and understand.
Mufti Saab, the ijtima' took place at Newcastle this weekend. Mufti Saab just got back from there. How was the ijtima', Mufti Saab? Give us details.
Remember that again, you have to go into the history now. If you come to South Africa, people were leading just a normal life. You understand? Razi rahe, Rahman bi, Khush rahe, Shaitan bi. Some places, you must remember, the masajid were closed the whole week. Friday, they would open. If you want reference, Hazrat Muhammad Sadiq Desai is there in PE. Go ask him. When he was a young person, the masjid, some of them would only open on a Sunday, on a Friday. The whole week they closed. So remember that. So that was halat of Sunday. You go many other places, you will find that. If you ask the people what happened 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 years ago and so forth, you see. So all these things happen. When Allah wants to take work, then Allah makes the asbab and the means. So Allah Jalla Wala in His infinite grace and mercy chose Haji Bhai Padia Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. Haji Bhai Padia was a real waliullah, and he would win the hearts of the people. Remember that. What is, you know, akhlaq, what is sincerity, what is crying to Allah Ta'ala every night, 2-3 hours, and so forth and so on. So in that way there, so in 62-63, so he went for Hajj, he met Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Sahib, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Sahib passes away in 65. So in that way, the work of Dawat started starting. You know, it started here in South Africa. And then you find the first ijtima. So remember, Muqasim Sema was where? He was there in Washbank at that time there. And then he came this side here to Newcastle and so forth after 23 years. Because Maulana came back in the beginning of 44. So then in 66, 67, then he resigned there. And he came this side. So in 66 was the first ijtima. I must tell you 2-3 incidents, you know. And if you want to know this incidents, there's only one person alive now. So remember, he's Haji Bhai Bashir, Bashir Bhai of Cape Town, you see. So when Hazrat Ji Mawlana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, Hazrat Mawlana Umar Palampuri, all these giants and galaxies of stars, you know, they came. So in those days, initially in the 70s, they chose 5 people as the responsible people, and the Amir would be Haji Bhai Padia. So Bhai Padia is one of the 5. Then they had 2, like ulama. So one was Mahatutla Sahib, one was Kari Sahib. So remember Ghalib al-Hamid of Kirk Street. So that's three. And then the fourth one was Chota. You understand? Chota Dadabai here in Johannesburg. So remember, we family, like his son is married to my niece. Like, you know. So that, so they all passed away. Bhai Padia passed away, Motutla passed away, Ghalib al-Hamid passed away, Chota Dadabai passed away. The first one is Bhai Bashir. So he is pulling still and he is very, very ill, you know. So that is what we should understand and so forth. So when they were looking for a venue in 66, so they came here to Transvaal. They say, hey, we are all interested in holding Ishtima. And they went to Stanerton in those days. So listen to this. They said, you can offer you. He said, no, we can't have Ishtima here. So they asked why. He said, there's not enough towels here. You understood? You see, agar tu hi na chahe to bahane hazar. You must remember that. Now today, you see, people are begging for istima, but they can't get istima. So this is how this work works. Words works, like, you know. Ajivai Padia's words, they still ring in our ears, you know. So you must remember three, four statements of Bhai Mota. We call him Bhai Mota. I don't think you saw him.
No,
yeah.
No.
Ajivai Padia. I was there in janaza also. They said 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock at night we read the janaza. His son performed. His son also passed away. Allah Garib Gharika Rahmat Janatul Firdaus. So he's to say, in this work of Dawat and Tabligh, there's no hiring, there's no firing, there's no retiring. So that is how his words were. You see that? So if you know, like, yeah, you know they have the markers there. So they're next to Channel Islam, not far from there. So anyway, so there in Durban, the old Markaz headquarters was there in Junction, then Clearwood. So he, by Mutta, would say, some brothers, they only function when they come to Junction. So some brothers only function when they come to Junction. He was very sharp, you know, by Mutta. And I used to meet him often whenever I go to Spingo Beach. He's there, he'll take me home and speak and this. And one day I went to his house, I see a lot of coffins there, you know. I said, what's all? They say, no, you have boats are the gharib wale. Many people are very poor also, so they can't afford. So he had all this worry. That is why Allah Ta'ala took so much work from him. So first ishtima was held where Maulana graced us. First ishtima was held in 66 there in the Sufi Masjid, in Ladies Masjid. I don't know if you know Sufi Masjid. This masjid, when we were very young, 63, 64, around there. So that time we used to go to Durban, so my father took us. And it became a big thing, you know, that this masjid is built. And the person who built is Jamaluddin Chacha. He passed away. If you know Newcastle, you will find the Jamaluddin family. When I went to Newcastle in 81 January, so the most famous people as far as wealth and go were the Jamaluddin brothers. Abdul Samad Jamaluddin, Harun Jamaluddin used to sell cars and they had franchise, and then both of them, I believe, are sick, especially by Abdul Samad and Harun a little bit. So Allah give them shifa, Allah make easy for them. So they are grandfather. So he built that masjid and so they call it Jamaluddin. So we went to stop there in 63, 64 because we're going to Durban and I said, let's go see this masjid, you know. And then Qari Abdul Basit came there in 82. So from Newcastle, we went there, but they announced Sheikh Abdul Basit is ill. So then we were so disappointed. Oh, we're going to want to hear him. Then the Sheikh who read was Sheikh Zureiki or Ruzeiki, Sheikh Ruzeiki with a Ra. Ruzeiki, he read and all that. Then I went to Marisburg, then Mountain Rise, I heard Sheikh Abdul Basit. This is 1982. So anyway, first istima was held there, Sufi Masjid, you see. But now some masjid there in Ladysburg. So you must remember the number plate now. They're changing all the number plates in Natal. So they had Newcastle, NN, and they had Ladysmith, NKR, like that, you know. So one bright spark, he took the number plate NKR, you see, and he put it there somewhere in the masjid, like, you know. NKR, you see, no kitab reading. So like that. But if you know the history, then in the istima also, I confirmed it was by Bashir. Allah gave him shifa, shafahullah.
Amen.
Then 67 was Grey Street Masjid. Grey Street Masjid has a fascinating history. It's the oldest masjid in the whole province of Natal, KwaZulu-Natal. And the Johari family. Johari, they call Javeri. Our Mehman people, they corrupt the words, like, you know, Tar Muhammad is Tahir Muhammad, like that. Arabi is Arabi, like that. So they say Javeri, not Johari. I thought son watch which now on the Kanna buy and the despicable mammon for them. They used to buy and sell those gold and all these things. Yeah. So that is why they call them Javeri Vara. You got it? So they 67 graced in Masjid. And 68 was Dandi. You must remember that. So first was Ladysmith. Second one was Grey Street. Old Natal. Third one was Dandi. You see? And this. And if I remember correctly, this is just subject to confirmation. I'll confirm it by Bashir, inshallah, if I meet him. In 69, it was in Newcastle. Because Mosema was very active in Dawat, Tabligh, and then Baipadia loved him, you know. So the, and 70 was in Miasfam. So, the, so it was 70 or 71. That I attended. So I was just finished 70, and Ishtima was there. So my brother, Ahmad Rashid, he became like a very active person, and his karamat took place. I told you, when my father passed away, he went for Jamaat to Europe. Then they came for to this thing, to Makkah, Medina. He was in Makkah, and my father passed away on the second night of Ramadan. He's in Makkah, and he made it for a funeral. And that time, no direct flight. From Makkah, come to Jeddah, Jeddah, come to Nairobi, Nairobi, come here, and he made it. With Allah's help. It's not karamat, then what it is. You understood? Barakat of Dawat and Tabligh. So, now I and Ahmad, my brother marhum, Ahmad Rashid, we went for that ishtima. I was the only guy what I saw there in shirt and trousers. I had my topi on, but I was the only odd man out. Everybody, even Ahmad had kurta, you understood? All I was shirt and trousers. I said, now what, you must be kurta and all. I was just a young guy, you understand, just finished heaps now and all that. I wonder if I even had a kurta, you understood? So I said, come, let's go. After half an hour, we ran away. They said, you don't understand nothing. No translation, no nothing. They just speak Urdu the whole time. So 69, Newcastle, 70, Mias Farm. Or 69, 70 was Mias Farm, and 70, so it's like that. So, so but by Bashir, he's got the whole thing. He was a member of where the Ishtim, and who the guests were also. Hazrat bin Nuri came. And Dandi, that this is now confirmed, 68, and that much I know also. The Pandor family there. Because when I was in Newcastle, then Pandor family, the old man, sometimes they used to invite us there by the house for meals, to come to the house, meet the old man. Now, he had very good ta'alluq with Mufti Zainul Abidin of Lailpur. Now they call Faisalabad. You understood? So original name was Lailpur. So therefore, whenever he used to come, then he used to go there to meet this Baji. So obviously, you know, for the madrasa, give money and all that and so forth. All the susu carried on and so forth. So that is how the ishtima started in South Africa, you must remember. The biggest ishtima up to record now is, I don't know, you were here in Lens, you know. Maybe about 10, 12 years ago, you understood? Yeah, when they had it by the Muslim school. You know there when you go to the Muslim school, you're going that side.
Chi.
Yeah, what do you call that area there? So, anyway, so you must, so that time there were 60,000 people for ishtima. The food also ran short. So one thing I remember of that ishtima was, one person came to me, he said, perform my nikah. I said, hey, me, I can't perform nikah, I'll get into trouble with the elders here. Sunday is nikah. I said, no, now I'm going to get married Friday. So Anwar Musa was the amir here in Lens. He, bichara, is dead side there, now he's very ill. So I told Anwar Ba that this man is saying, he said, no, no problem. I said, you sure? Yeah. I said, I don't, no problem. He said, no, you make it, you must tell him Anwar gave permission. I said, all right. Then I saw Qari Noorbai, Qari Yusuf Noorbai. You knew Qari Noorbai?
No.
He's one of the best readers South Africa produced. So that wonderful. He was in Spingo Beach. So that in the early 70s he came here. First he came to, I think, Rainbow Masjid, and then he went to Nurul Islam. And that wonderful, wonderful reader. One of the best South African person who was born in South Africa and brought up. He went to Cairo. And excellent. So I saw him. I said, Qari Sahib, we need you here. So he asked, what happened? I said, now I have to perform nikah. And this man, and you must make the dua. The way he tunes up the kirat and the dua and all that master, you know. So that was here. And now, Newcastle ishtima, you ask me. So Newcastle is historic in many ways. Maul Qasim Sema, Rahimullah, our principal. When I just entered Newcastle Friday, first stop, I went to the graveyard. I told Hafiz Luqman, Hafiz Salim, son, Dokrat. Father, son, both Dokrat, both Hafiz, mashallah. He became Hafiz by his father also, I asked him. So mashallah, and then I told him, Hafiz Luqman, and his brother Mufti Rehan was with. I said, go to the graveyard, I'll show you the road. And we went there, I told him, come, we go. We made dua to Ibn Qasim Sema's grave. Allah grant Jannatul Firdaus and everybody else, you know. Anyway, and then we went to MP's farm, Muhammad Parak's farm, mashallah, big farm they got there, you know, beautiful, you see. They got, Allah bless them now with many thousand buses and all that. So I told him, jungle ko mangal bana diya. Jungle ko mangal bana diya. So we read Asr Salat there, then we went Istima. So Hafiz Adil was with us. So Hafiz Adil is very active. So now he take us here, there, all that. Anyway, so I met Mufti Aku and there. This is on Friday after Asr, between Asr and Maghrib. I asked him, how many people were here for Jummah? I just want to give you an andaza, an estimation. This is Mufti Aku, who comes on AA also, in your program also. So he said that, see, per tent, you know, it takes 4,500 people. Two tents were full and outside also they were. So he says definitely over 10,000 people. Now imagine for Newcastle. So Qasim Sema started Darum Newcastle day 73. First graduation 83. Then Maulana passes away in 2007. Now Maulana Ismail Aku. Madrasa ko chamka diya, you know. Ismail Aku is very young, he's a student. He graduated in 93, you see. So I still remember because I used to be MC and all that. So that, so with Allah's help, so after Maulana designated him as be vice principal and then principal take over, he made him his Khalifa Hayyan wa Maita, you see. So you must understand. And he got the collection and he built houses, lot of things. So he motivated. It was between Overport and Newcastle where the Ishtima must go. He say, what you need Ishtima and Overport? You got a Merkaz here in Hilal. So they must come to Newcastle. So then the elders all agreed and that. Wonderful, wonderful. The ulama, the brothers, sisters, children, what an atmosphere. You must ask one day if you meet Mufti Rehan. We just entered, how many people came? Local, national, international, from Gambia and Mozambique and where. You wonder, you know, how many people listen to the radio and they learn less and they'll say, there's AK going, there's AK and all that, like that. So Ijtima, you ask Ijtima. So gathering, so you meet everybody. So I say, we go Ijtima, we like inspectors, you know. You know what I mean, inspectors? These brothers who put their life there for 3, 4 weeks, 6 weeks before Ijtima, they're there. And he was telling me, you can't believe that Mufti Aku, the doctors were busy, somebody busy with the taps, somebody busy with the lights, somebody busy. And the Newcastle people, subhanallah, they spent millions, not thousands, millions, you must remember. There to get that place graded, to sort out the borehole, to sort out the lighting and thus and that. And it's a collective work. So in the ending, I just want to say this. People can say what they want to. You understand? The greatest work that took place in the past century, no Darul Uloom, no Madrasa, no Khanka, no Maulana, no Sheikhul Hadith, no Sheikhul Islam, has done the work of what Tabligh Jamaat did nationally, globally, internationally. You must remember that. Not thousands, millions of people have changed their life. You must remember that. Every Darul Uloom you look at is inspired by Tabligh Jamaat. You take Darul Uloom Newcastle, you take Darul Uloom Azadwal, you take Darul Uloom Sagariya, you take Darul Uloom Talimuddin, all. So all are inspired by Tabligh Jamaat. You must remember that. So therefore, we always say, and I always ask Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Aqsa, I say, Hazrat, main to hissa bhi nahi leta hu. You see, koi zarurat nahi. Like, you don't have to worry. Aap bas targhib dete rahe. So that is our job. We must give everybody encouragement. So I went to Freyhe, then Denhauser, and then Newcastle, Dundee. So my last line was, Jumma Bayan. So it's a holiday. I said, see, brothers, they say in South Africa, today is Women's Day. So keep all the women here at home and all the brothers go Ijtima. Understood? So that is what you must do. I'm also going Ijtima now. So after lunch, then we went. So alhamdulillah, at one last point I must tell you. So at General Islam, we had one brother there. He was the director, Umar Farooq. So every Ijtima, he does the sound, you know, and he's always behind the stage. So they contacted me, come meet me. So I told Adil, Hafiz Adil, I want to go there. But I don't want to go next to the stage, behind the stage. So I met Umar Farooq, we spoke, he was happy, I was happy. Now I walked past. So Mufti Aku said, come on the stage. And I said, no, I'm not coming, I ran away. Then he came again, he said, Bhai Bashir is calling. I said, now I must go, Bhai Bashir is elder. So this is just 5 minutes before Maghrib, like you see. So then I told him, Bashir bhai, kaisi tabiyat? He said, tabiyat thik nahi. Then I asked him that about this little bit history. And then Katani came, you see, we met and all that. They were on the stage. Then was Maghrib Azan, you see. Then Mufti Aku had to make imam with it. But I told them, after Maghrib, we have Jarah, you see. So then I just left after I read two sunnats and then I left, like you see. I seen Ahmad on the stage and I can't remember when last I made Gush properly. So this type of things. Yeah. So in Azadwal, one day they put me on the stage many years ago. So this brother who took me was looking for me. He couldn't find me, so he went away. So I asked him, how come you left me? So I looked the whole istima. You didn't see me. You didn't find me. One place you didn't see. I said, where? He asked me where you were. I said, they put me on the stage. He said, they put you on the stage, Kiamat is very near. I said, no, I agree with you. So like that, and all those kind of things. And people die to go on the stage. We don't want to go on the stage. So that is Allah's system, you understood? So Allah Ta'ala give us all ikhlas, sincerity, istiqamah, steadfastness, qabuliyat. Allah accept all the istimas, whether it's Camperdown, whether it's Ethiopia, or whether it's Makkah, Medina, or London, or wherever, we make dua for all the istimas. Allah, Jalla, Allah, thousands of people. Now Canada had istima. You understood? I just heard a report. 7,000 people came in one town. All youth, majority of them. So therefore, it's Allah's system, as you must remember. I told you 2 weeks ago that the Jamaat from London, from Makkah came here. And I had to go translate and all that, you see. So therefore, we must give tarheeb all the time. Tabligh Jamaat is the best work. Whether you like, don't like, that's your business. But we must not be after Asub. It's the best work in the whole world. The work of Dawat and Tabligh. MashaAllah, Allah Ta'ala accept it. I was very impressed with what I saw in Newcastle. Allah Ta'ala bless our Darul Uloom, bless the Tabligh Jamaat and accept us for His deen. And may Khatima on Iman. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.